HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Got to say something to one of our loyal listeners, as they like to say, Mr. Anderson. He's texted me this morning. He said, his son, Cole, just joined the Navy, swore in yesterday. He should be at work listening, it says, but he may have called in since he had a very, very long and stressful day yesterday. Well, congratulations, Cole, and thank you for making that commitment. Pretty cool. So he's sworn into the Navy now. He's a Navy man, Brady.
Wow.
A Navy man. I'm getting a bunch of emails of people asking me, like, what did you think, John, of the Glendale tasing? Everybody's watching that video that's been going around, the cops tase that guy.
We finally got to view it.
It seemed a little excessive. It seemed fairly strong, excessive. I don't know the details of why they did what they did, but the dude kept kicking. But again, it goes back to my original rule. Just in case the cop you've got might be on the verge of losing it, tell him your name.
Oh, sure.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Do the cooperation route
first. Yeah. Don't start off with the, what do you need to know that for? Because then you're going to be like, all right. You don't know when that, you know, look, some cops are going to be on the cusp. You never know.
And the guy, you know, is in the right. I mean, he's the passenger.
I always believe,
you know, try the cooperation thing first and maybe things go a little bit easier. Then if it goes, you know,
my
there's
rule
obviously
is
some bad stuff.
An incredibly well-armed human being asking me questions, I'm not giving him any lip. That's just kind of a rule I have. I'm just going to go, maybe I don't like it, maybe I do. I'm going to try the cooperation route first.
But I think everybody's pretty much in agreement on that one.
Yeah.
I mean,
except for him. That guy was like, you don't need to tell your name.
If we talk, but we're looking at just this instance.
Sure.
Like, because you're going to have those types of people every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
So what is too far? Because what if you killed the guy with all these?
Exactly.
I mean, 11 taser shots.
Yeah, what happened to a guy not to?
Yeah, you can tase him and kill him. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And certainly from the video you're watching, you're like, somebody's going to get in trouble.
I was sitting there thinking, like, he kind of got wrapped up in the seat belt as he was going down. And they got him on the ground. Well, he's kind of, his legs are flailing.
He's flailing.
I don't know, like, there was a bunch of cops, like, how they couldn't get the handcuffs on him faster and.
It's an odd one.
And then one got knocked out.
Yeah, and then the wife, the wife came up with a bag of bottles and smashed.
And you see him go down, his camera goes.
The wife had a bag of bottles that she grabbed and smashed one of the cops.
How the hell isn't she getting tased 11
times? Don't know. Like, that's what I would have done. I'm like, when my arms are up in the air and I'm going out, my last words are going to be, tase this bitch now. She's got the weapons. Yeah, I would. The whole family's going out in that case, but she knocked a cop out with a bunch of bottles. That's, you know, to me, the police work got shifty when she snuck free with a bag of bottles and there's a bunch of guys
concentrating on the wrong thing.
They were really kind of going at it with that guy. So my opinion on that one is I don't know all the details. I think cooperation goes a million miles if everybody just kind of calmed down. And again, maybe they went too far, they'll get punished for it. The body cameras will do all the work for us on this, hopefully. But, you know, I don't know why that guy was. You know, if he's got warrants and things like that,
kids were there.
Yeah, they had a couple kids.
It's
a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess. But they're asking me, like, what did you think? I'm like, I don't know how those things work. But again, my rule is basically like this guy's really well armed, and I don't know his. I don't know if he's the best cop in the world or if he's the guy that's about to snap. So I'm pretty much going to have my ID at the ready, and if I don't have it, I'm going to have all the information ready for him. Unless I've got warrants, because I watch live PD, and every time they've got a warrant, guys like, I don't have to tell you anything. And that's almost always a signal that the dude's got a warrant, and he's going to do something dumb. Because if otherwise,
did they
just hand over
the car?
I don't know. I haven't read any of that.
Because it looked parked.
Yeah. I don't know. You got me. But I watched the tasing video. A few of them look pretty good. Like the guy
they were
was,
like,
a couple of them look
if
like.
If you're close enough, though, to actually put it on his back and tase him, how can you not just make sure he's handcuffed and down and, you know, however, hog tie the hell out of him? I mean, don't they usually have those straps and everything?
He was kicking pretty good. He was strong. And they had his arm back, so.
But I could understand, I guess, if you're kicking, if you're getting tased, too, but. And that's supposed to lock you up?
A lot of times.
I mean, I'd be like, stop it.
I know I was locked up when it hit me. But.
Oh, yeah, it hits you good. But a lot of times when a guy's fighting like that and you're trying to put his hands in cuffs.
And whatever's in his system.
He'll break. Like his shoulder will break or his elbow. So I think they have certain methods that they can't, like if he's struggling, you can't break his arm because then you're getting in trouble doing that. So you try to just subdue him with some tasers. I know if I was a cop, I'd be tasing people. I'd get kicked off the force the first day. I'd tase everybody. I'd be one of them sketchy ones.
How's your day going?
Why? I don't know. I don't trust anybody. I don't like this
job. If it works.
I should have never taken this position. Love this gun.
But then one of them gets clacked on the head from the girl from behind.
Like, yeah, that's what I don't
that's
get.
That's pretty bad.
That's where I say, all right, coppers, you did a bad job there. It's because you were pretty hyper-focused and you knew other people were there. You got to have your head on a swivel in that situation. She's got a bag of bottles. That's not a quiet bag either. That's ching, ching, ching as it's walking towards you. And if she's got time to whip it around hard enough to crack you in the back of the head and knock you cold, boy, you got there was an issue on focus there, making sure the other people were taken care of. But the body camera video of the dude that gets knocked out is weird because his hands are all stuck out in front of it.
It almost looks fake.
Yeah, he's going out. He blacks out. She hit him good. Then you got to turn the taser. I'm with Eric. You got to turn the tasers on the whole family in that case. Just keep an eye on all of them. But that lady, you got to keep one aimed at the kid just in case he gets froggy. But mom's going out for the bottle incident. She's the criminal here. She might be mad, but they were trying to do their jobs, and then one of them took a bottle. That's going to piss them off, you know.
Well, her argument is self-defense.
They weren't attacking her, though. And I'm with you. But she was, you know, there was a reason they were doing something. And then the bottle incident made it so they probably all went off the deep end, and everybody's getting tased, and it probably got excessive at that point. I don't know. I can't judge it, but I don't want people ask me that stuff. What do you think of that? I don't know. I'd have given them my name. I just started with that. Almost every time a well-armed individual has me in a seated position and they're above me, I'm handing my name out. I'm not going to get a fake name maybe, but I'm going to actually try to appease them. My name is Mark Eaton, former center for the Utah Jazz.
Even if they're looking for it to escalate a little bit want you to be a smart ass.
Yeah. I have my ID with me most every time. Yeah, cooperation goes a long way. And stop hitting cops in the head with bottles while they're tasing your husband. They're filming it. He'll be all right. I don't know what to do in that situation. I'd just be pretty amazed. But they did get too far with it. I think that's, you know, that's undeniable. It did go a little
heavy.
And it's also 2 years old or a year and a half old. I don't know why it's such, I mean, it's a big deal now because of the lawsuit, but it seems like this should have been news back then, right?
Right.
Maybe they didn't have the video.
Yeah, I never understood why it's like, oh, now it's a big deal. It's like, wow, it's been going on for quite a while.
That's another thing, like these videos that come out so much later.
Yeah. When there's a problem.
Are they being suppressed from the public?
Kind of. I guess if there's a problem, they're released. But,
they knew. How long did they know that it was bad? Yeah. And
They also say that they tased him in the dick a couple of times.
I don't know if that was before or after that.
He had those basketball shorts on.
His pants were down.
And as he's squirming, they're holding him by the pants. And I have basketball shorts with bad elastic that sometimes come off real easy.
Yeah.
So I won't say that they were actively pulling his pants down. But again, if I'm tasing a guy and my adrenaline's going through the moon and his dick's a clean shot, I might do it. This is why I couldn't be a cop. Like the dude's still going and I've got the taser and he's still kicking and there's his dick. Let's see if it end it here. I'm not saying it's the right move, but I'm saying I could see where your brain goes. I got to finish this. Guy kicks me one more time. He's trying to roll over and do that fulsome roll thing where he busts your legs. It's a prison move. They do it all the time. They act like they're down. They kick a couple times. The next thing you know, your legs are broken. They'll lock you up and flip you with your legs. Bust your legs in seconds. So the cops are at kind of a disadvantage not knowing that guy's history. Still, though, it did seem a little excessive. And that happens. But, hey, can we celebrate one thing? All the people that are like the cops shoot people too often. And black people, I know what you're thinking. I know. He got tased 11 times. Boo-hoo. White guy. You know what happens if a black dude starts doing that? That ends a little faster.
Not the record.
Right? It is not the record. He's not even an also-ran, this guy. Whitey got pulled out of the car and got electrocuted for a little while. Oh, boo-hoo, said every black guy. Boo-hoo. Colin Kaepernick's not going to kneel for this guy.
That's what they'll say in court, too. Well, we could have shot him.
We could have shot him, but you know.
But then he doesn't have a weapon on him. Right. They look pretty bad.
But we didn't. We just, you know, it was like we put a lamp on him for a while. We heard him. So I guess it's a step in the right direction. They didn't shoot him, but I know all the black people are rolling their eyes right now going, yeah, they didn't shoot him. So he got off easy. If I was on the jury, I'd say that, hey, at least you're not black. This could have been worse.
God.
Well, we all know it.
You're dismissed.
Yeah, you're a guy. You go ahead. What, a few bruises and a couple of like bad night terrors? Here's a couple hundred thousand dollars. Just be grateful that you weren't arrested while being black. Cop lost his mind. But, you know, details will emerge later and we'll find out more. But the video doesn't look good. And I always like that. I think the videos on the cops are great. I think it exonerates the cops the majority of the time. And when it doesn't, it helps us normal citizens, you know, from having those incidents. The guy that I know from Kevin from the billiards place, man, he got from Prestige Billiards, got attacked by that crazy person on the 60. And it took 8 cops to try to just tackle him. Kevin was punching him clean in the face and he wouldn't go away. He just stared at him. He got back up and started to run. They tased the bejesus out of this drug addict and he wouldn't go down. It was a miracle they didn't shoot that guy. Kevin hit him with a truck.
It says in the article, Wheatcroft refused to show ID to the officers, which is not required by law. Which I didn't
know. Because he's the passenger.
But one of the officers threatens to arrest him right there for that. So if they're out of line for...
That was in the...
Sure, world. They're going to get in trouble with that. But again, you don't have to, but again, just why not?
No, you should. No, I agree. You should, just but
unless you got warrants.
But if you know your rights...
Right. And that's usually someone who knows their rights has a warrant and is like, I don't have to show you anything. That's why I'm the passenger.
I agree.
So... The cops probably got froggy. The dude got froggy, and the whole thing.
But if
escalated.
We go by the letter of the law,
right? They didn't have to do
then
it.
Then they were. Right. They shouldn't have done that.
Mr. Wheatcroft is going to make a lot of money, whatever his name is, and probably deserves it a little bit. Again, though, I'm sorry to the black people who are rolling their eyes right now. Going, yeah.
So next time I'm in a passenger seat and they ask to see my ID, I'll go. I don't have to show it to you, but please don't tase me.
Don't tase me,
but
bro.
I heard you don't have to show it. So
I've read, and don't get me. Don't be pissed off. But I've read as passenger, I don't have to show you anything. I'm not really in control of the situation. But
can I call Kevin Rowe first?
But if you want my ID, I mean, I've got it. Step out of the vehicle. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, this is it. So I don't know how to react to that properly because I don't know the full story on either side. But it does look
bad.
Initially, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. And you know me. I'm a fan of the police. I think they've got the most stressful job in the world. I've done some of that training up there at reactdefense.com, which is police training. And you're like, man, I know this is a controlled situation, and I lost control. And you do it like that. Again, I can't tell you how unbelievable that 21-foot rule thing changes your mind. You got to come up with me one time, Brady, and just try that. The 21-foot rule is the scariest thing you'll ever deal with. And we're training. I know Tony's not going to stab me. I know the guys up there at Tactical Black aren't going to hurt me. But it scares the hell out of you. Because you cannot get – you are in a hand fight in 21 feet before you can get any weapon ready and gone in that kind
of
time.
Let alone if you don't have a weapon and the guy's got a blade.
You're in a fight. You're in a fight. And you got to learn how to fight out of it. And those guys deal with that. They don't know – they're not at the liberty to know what the person they're dealing with is up to. They have to guess. And constant guessing leads to mistakes, and that's their job. They guess, guess, guess. They have none of the advantages, all of the disadvantages, and sometimes they're going to guess really, really wrong, and everybody's going to come down on the entire group. And I just won't be one of those people. I just won't do it.
My problem with the body cams is I find myself mugging for them when they're on their shoulder and I'm talking to them all the time. Like, I was talking to Sheriff Wolf at the game on – that thing's on.
Yeah, and you started the vaudeville.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Yeah, you're a vaudeville comedian. You like to mug for cameras. Did you do the retarded guy face?
No, I didn't throw that one out, but I didn't have enough time to do the whole.
Yeah. So I'll always stand on the side of the cops in most cases and things, but when they're wrong, they're wrong, and you got to take care of it. This one doesn't look good, but it's hard to know until you find out the fronts and the backs, but it certainly doesn't look good. Especially when the one thing, when that lady hit that guy in the head with the bottles, I'm like, all right, they're doing a bad job that day. That's just because I remember my friend Chris Mascarelli tried to dunk once on 9-foot rims and jammed the ball into the side of the rim and his body went horizontal and he flapped down on the court.
It's that seizure like.
Yeah, and he hit his head and his head just started to bob and his hands went straight out in front of him and he's going, I'm like, oh, he's dead and blood's pouring out of the back of his head. I'm like, yeah, he's dead. We lost Chris. A dunk killed Chris. White guys certainly cannot do this. I've never heard of a black guy dying while dunking, but a white guy nearly died in front of me trying to dunk a basketball, which is probably we deserve it. Just a horrible concussion, seizure, and all that.
Lockup.
He went out. It was crazy. Split that head wide open, cracked his skull. That's a white guy trying to dunk. That's a story I have about my white friend dunking on a 9-foot rim.
I felt terrible. It was last week. Kirby's in the backseat of the car, and I'm going through an intersection, and two kids on a skateboard. The one, they're on the scooters, and the one doesn't clips the little curb.
Yeah.
Down, head bounce on the Ooh. Back. I mean, as Kirby says, he hit his head. And all I see in the rearview mirror, the kid just holding the back of his head.
Best part of that story, all I see in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, because I was going through, they don't
getting out of here.
Do I turn around?
Nope, not my problem.
His buddy's standing over him. He's
dead.
He's dead. I'm like, he's going to go home.
That's trouble. I hope he finds a ride.
Honey, dinner.
You sped away from it.
That kid's head's cracked open like an egg. So long, Humpty.
No blood.
You know of. Yeah, you don't have that big rearview mirror.
I don't have time for this.
You can play classical piano now.
Gosh, I still feel.
Yeah, the kid's probably got a gift now. He can speak French and play the violin. Anyway. No, it's good to know that you're out for the people, Brady.
Looking out for the kid.
You got to watch the kid and get a massive head injury.
It was in Kindness USA.
Yeah, in Kindness USA, and you didn't even pull over. Head wound Harry's over on the sidelines there, and you won't even stop for a second.
So get in the back of the truck. You'll be all right.
Could have been a trap. It could have been grifters. It was a nice move on your part. Play pretending there's a kid hurt, and then somebody jumps out of the bushes and rapes you rotten. Happens every day.
At least he put his hoodie over the head, you know?
Right.
He was holding that.
Yeah, smart. Keep the skull parts in, like Kennedy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get all the bits back onto his head, like Jackie. The little kid that was fine was like Jackie Kennedy trying to gather his friend's skull up. And meanwhile, you rear-viewed it all the way back to Kindness. Good man. We got tickets to go see the drag races. That's a week away. Oh, my God, it's next weekend. Is that right? Holy cow. We got that next weekend also. What was the other thing we got?
UFC Fight Night
tickets. Oh, Fight Night's this Sunday. We got that for the UFC. We'll give those away in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
98. Station identification. KUPD.